Texas is bracing itself for Hurricane Harvey. Harvey isn't really a good name for a hurricane, is it? Now, this may be the worst storm to hit the US mainland in 12 years. Let's get more on it from our own Hurricane Simon Marks, LBC's US correspondent. How bad's it going to be, Simon?
Well, I think Harvey might be a good name for a hurricane, but not one that is going to pack a punch like this one. And if you want to get a sense of how bad it is, hop on to Twitter. I have just retweeted some video that's been published by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. They flew a plane into Hurricane Harvey as it gathered strength across the Gulf of Mexico in order to collect some scientific data. And the video is simply astonishing. You can even see the strength of the winds bending the propellers of the aeroplane as it starts flying in to the most intense part of the storm. They're talking down in Texas about winds of 111 miles an hour. This could make landfall in a few hours' time as a Category 3 hurricane. It's been gathering strength for the last several hours off the Gulf of Mexico. President Trump here in Washington has been briefed by the Federal Emergency Management Administrator about U.S. government preparations to deal with all of this. In the state of Texas, Governor Greg Abbott has already declared a state of emergency, and this storm is making a beeline for Houston and a host of other cities. Here's Taylor Millard from NBC News Radio.
San Antonio, which is 3 hours west of Houston, they've issued a local disaster declaration, and they could get 10 to 20 inches of rain. That's how big this storm is. There are some mandatory evacuations for smaller areas in between Corpus Christi and Houston, but most people are planning on sticking things out.
All sorts of emergency preparations underway. Rich Woodruff is with the American Red Cross in Utah. They're sending staff and supplies from Utah to Texas.
This is what we call one of these all-hands-on-deck situations where we pull in assets from really all over the country. We're looking at a very, very large event that's going to require a lot of volunteer support and, frankly, a lot of financial support.
And the real fear, Ian, is not just the strength of the storm when it slams into those coastal communities along the South Texas shore. It's also about flooding. If you've ever been to Texas, you will know that from Houston down to the coast, the state is flat as a pancake, and there is nothing from a topographical perspective to stop vast volumes of water from spreading inland. And that's what they're really worried about down there tonight.
Simon, thank you. That's Simon Marks, our US correspondent.